Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Sam Penniotovich.
Baby, you are so money.
Host at the Vegas Stats and Information Network.
They're going to give Daddy the Rain Man suite. You dig that? We're going to Vegas, Mike.
Vegas!
Chicago guy living the dream in Vegas.
You think we get there by midnight? Money, we're going to be up 500 by midnight.
Yeah! Vegas!
Vegas, baby! Vegas!
Merck.
Your money, you know what else? You're a big winner.
Sam Penniotovich.
This is the guy behind the guy behind the guy.
With Mulliott Haw on 670 The Score.
I've got my car and my ride and my wheels.
When I go to Vegas.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. He is Chicago guy made good, Sam Penniotovich, chasing the dream in the city of sins. Working for the Vegas Sports Information Network. Good morning, Sam. How are you?
Hey, Sam.
Oh, doing great, boys. Hey, before we get started here, I have to eat some crow. And Dustin had to remind me when he called. Oh, yeah, good pick on Colgate. look, you can give somebody Alabama. You can give them Ohio State. You can give them Wisconsin. Everybody's okay with a loss on those teams. When you give somebody Colgate, though, and they don't score a point, you don't hear the end of it. So I apologize in retrospect. They almost had it, though. They almost had it.
Yeah. That one kind of left a bad taste in our mouths.
Oh, boy. How about that, huh?
It's no fun when you lose 35 to nothing. Hey, although when you get 24 and a half and it's 28 to nothing in the fourth quarter with the back door wide open, I thought it was going to be okay. 35 to nothing. Come on. Give me a break.
Okay. So, Sam, in your travels around Vegas, do you often run into Bryce Harper? And is he wearing a Sox hat, as I'm sure you are?
I'm wearing the Sox hat. Bryce Harper, not so much. It's interesting. We had Bruce on VSiN yesterday, Bruce Levine, and he was sort of singing the same tune where, you know, if this was going to happen, it probably would have happened already with a longer shot. You know, like the White Sox or possibly the Yankees who have started to pull out from this race. You look at the odds here. You can bet on this, not in Vegas, but you can bet on this in Costa Rica, Nicaragua, some of the global markets. And these guys that are taking the bets are saying the Sox are a pretty big long shot here. So the Phillies are favored to sign Harper 3-1, so 100 wins you 300. Then you've got the Dodgers at 4-1, the Nationals 5-1, the Cubs 7-1. Wait, where are the White Sox? Oh, they're 14-1 to sign Bryce Harper. So while it sounds great, it would be awesome as a Sox fan to have Bryce Harper, in my opinion. But the global markets have spoken here, and they still think the Sox are a pretty nice long shot here. $100 wins you $1,400, but what they're telling you is he's not coming to the South Side. That's what the numbers say, at least.
The Cubs are still 7-1. Everyone that's been listening in Chicago, the Cubs will tell you at every turn what their finances are and what they can't afford. I guess that's a little surprising still.
I would think so too, David, especially given they don't have any money. But I think the longer that this goes on, the more time it gives Theo and Jed the room to finagle and to move some money and maybe unload some contracts. I don't think he's going to Chicago either way. But the markets are telling you that even though the Cubs have been clear that they're probably not going to make a big splash and make a big move, the global markets still think the Cubs have a much better shot, almost a double shot, to sign Harper. So 7-1 to sign with the Cubs, 14-1 with the Sox. But everything you read, everything you hear, and I'm sure you guys have had these conversations, nobody expects the Cubs to make a move. There's a lot of hype around the Sox, but I think a lot of these markets, they just don't believe that Jerry Reinsdorf will be able to pull this off.
Yeah, I will disagree because, Sam, I got to tell you, put five American dollars down in my name on the White Sox getting him. I'm going with five American dollars at this point. Because here's the logic of it. This is different than going out and just getting a player. And I know they're better odds of them signing Manny Machado. Manny Machado doesn't move the needle in anywhere near the way that Bryce Harper does. The White Sox need a star desperately. They know it. They need fans to show up. They need interest to be drummed up. They need the national media to turn up. And all those things are worth $40 million on a 3-year deal, which effectively would give him the outs and all that. And I just think he could wind up with the Cubs after 3 years on the South Side or something. I mean, I think they would give him that kind of an out.
I totally agree with you, and it's interesting. Somebody yesterday had texted in, and then somebody else tweeted in, what are you guys talking about? Harper wouldn't even help the Sox. And I almost blew a gasket. I'm like, what do you mean he wouldn't help the Sox? He would change the entire narrative. I mean, it's ridiculous if people think that he wouldn't help the team. Well, they're not ready to win. Yeah, but they would be if they signed him. So we'll wait and see this out. You know, I thought something would be done this week, but like I said, the longer it takes, I feel like the less of a shot the Sox have. If they were going to make it happen and they were going to sign the deal, I felt like it probably would have happened this week. But the longer it goes on, you know, the more skepticism I have.
All right, it's Packer Week here in Chicago, Sam. So what do you think about the Bears-Packers game on Sunday? And also, they win, they're NFC North champs.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And you look at the betting board here in Vegas, the Bears are pretty much decided. You can pretty much pop that champagne. So right now, to win a dollar on the Bears to win the division, you have to put up 100. You got to put up 100 to win a dollar. That's how convinced Vegas is that the Bears are going to win the division. They get it done with a win this weekend if they can beat the Packers. And this is a very popular spot. Your public, your sharps, they're all on the Bears here. Opened up Chicago -5 in this spot. Now it's -6. We talked about this last week. We took the Bears on your show. Bears are the best cover team in the league at home this year. They've played 7 games. They've covered 6 of the 7 at home. They're making you money. And the Packers, they haven't won a single game on the road this year. They're 0-for on the road. So this looks like a pretty easy spot. A lot of people betting Chicago like they know the outcome already. But, hey, this is Aaron Rodgers, and he doesn't turn the football over. Goff turned it over 4 times last week, 4 interceptions. Rodgers hasn't thrown a pick in like 300 snaps. So there's one thing Rodgers can do, it's take care of that football. I still think this guy's 16-4 all time against Chicago. I'm not saying the Packers are going to win this game, but I think this is going to be their balls to the wall, Waterloo moment. I think it's going to be like 24-21 Chicago. The Bears will win, but I don't know. I'm not laying 6 points against Aaron Rodgers back against the wall.
The Cowboys are pretty much in, right? They've got the NFC East. Does that affect them now?
I wonder. It's a good question because they haven't also played a road game in a month. Last road game was November 18th. And if you look at the Cowboys as a stock, Mully, 5 weeks ago, we're like, oh, they're going to fire Jason Garrett. They're going to pick in the top 10. And here they go. They've rattled off 5 wins in a row. They beat the Saints in primetime a couple weeks ago. A devastating loss for the Eagles in overtime. So now the Cowboys, they have a 2-game lead, but they also have the tiebreaker because they swept the Eagles, won both games. Mark Sanchez, Josh Johnson, they're not walking through that door for the Redskins. So the Cowboys have clinched that division. I wonder if they're going to show up here, though, because the Colts have everything to play for. The Cowboys are winning the division. It's all but done. Colts still on the outside looking in, but they have more to play for here. And you look at the money, where the money is. The Colts opened up -2.5, and people are like, oh, wow, I get points with the Cowboys. That makes a lot of sense. Well, the bets are coming in on the Colts. So the line has moved from 2.5 to 3. Even though you have a lot of people that are now buying and believing in the Cowboys, more money's coming in on the Colts in this spot, and I tend to agree with it.
All right, Sam, quickly, your favorite plays this week.
Yep, I got Fresno State. I think they're going to win this game by about 10 or more in the bowl game against Arizona State. I'm also playing the Colts -3. And look, I can be on the Bears all I want. This is a very, very overinflated spot. The Packers with nothing to lose here. I think the Packers covered. Bears are going to win, but I like the Packers +6 points. So Fresno State, the Colts, and the Packers, let's sweep the board. No Colgate, by the way, this week. I don't like Colgate.
All righty, Sam. Thanks,
Sam.
Buddy.
All right, guys. Take care.
Have a good weekend.
That's Sam Panayotovich.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.